Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and today we continue with Chapter 96, Perek Tzadik Vav. This Chapter 96 is also one of the 11 chapters that traditionally Moshe Rabbeinu composed on the last day of his life. These 11 chapters that correspond to the blessings of the tribes that he gave on that day. And it has been exciting to match each chapter with one of the tribes. But Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, who had identified the previous six tribes, does not continue. In his words, Ad kan shamati, mikan ve'elech, tzei v'chashov la'atzmecha. This is what I heard. As for the rest, go figure them out for yourself. This parak invites us to sing a new song. What does it mean to sing? A song is an expression of the reality as we see it, a response to it. Verse 1. Shiru Lashem Shir Chadash. Shiru Lashem Kol Haaretz. Sing to Hashem a new song. Sing to Hashem all the earth. Why a new song? The Alshech explains that the song of Mashiach will be a new song. Firstly, because the miracles that will occur will be so huge, they will actually dwarf Exodus. And as the prophet Yirmiyahu says, Lachein hinei yamim ba'im ne'um Hashem, v'lo yomru od chai Hashem asher ha'elas b'nei Yisrael me'aretz Mitzrayim. Days are coming, says Hashem, and they will not say anymore, by the life of Hashem who took the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim, rather, by the life of Hashem who has brought up and brought the children, the house of Hashem, from the lands of the north and from all the lands where they were scattered there. And they will return to their land. So a new song, because a new, different kind of miracle, so much greater. Another reason the Alshech gives us is the miracle of Mashiach will not be limited to one land as in Exodus from Egypt, but will truly be experienced in a deep way by the entire world. So a new song, because this time it would be correct to sing it, Kol Haaretz, all across the world. And finally, because although the miracle happened to Egypt, Egypt remained in its impure state, in a way unchanged. We, the Jewish people, changed and became the holy nation of Hashem, but that was never the true goal and objective of this world. It always was for the entire universe and all mankind to serve Hashem. And that is what will finally happen in the days of Mashiach. So, if chapter 95 tells us how to get to the beautiful world of redemption, 96 tells us what we will have in store for us there. And while 95 was a song directed to the Jewish people, 96 is much more of a universal song. It is a directive to the entire world to sing to Hashem, to know Hashem, to find out about Him. Because this is something else that is new about this Shir Chadash. This time, we will not be the only ones singing. This song is for the entire world. Or, as the Alshech explains, it is a directive to us, the Jewish people, to teach the world about Hashem, to get the whole world to sing with us. The Sfarno teaches in many places in Tanakh that the verse Kohanei Hashem Yikaru Misharsei Elokeinu Yomar Lachem, this verse in Yeshaya, they will call you priests of God, servants of our God will be said to you, that this references the new relationship we will begin to have with the rest of the world in Messianic times. They will want to serve Hashem and come to us to teach them how. They will want to learn the ways of Hashem and will rely on us to be their teachers. So let us sing a new song, a song for a stunning and miraculous new world. And let us understand once again that Shabbos is the perfect setting to learn about this new world and to sing about its arrival. But even before we get to that new world, let's see if we can sing differently. Let us sing with a new perspective about the world. The Medrash tells us that there is reference to three songs in these first two verses and corresponds to the three times a day that we sing to Hashem. Shiru Lashem Shir Chadash is the Shacharis morning prayer, which is when our day is brand new. Shiru Lashem Kol Haaretz is our midday prayer, Mincha, when we have been involved with the earth and earthly matters. And Shiru Lashem Baruch Shemo is at the end of the day, Mariv, when we once again find and thank Hashem at the final moments of our day before we are ready to retire for the night. Radak speaks of verse 2, Shiru Lashem Baruch Shemo Basru Miyom Liyom Yeshuaso. Sing to Hashem, praise His name, tell of His salvation every day. Radak explains that when this new world happens, the joy will be so great that we will keep talking about the miracles, and every day it will be news that we will want to share. It will never get old. But Rav Hirsch says, we don't need to wait for that future moment. Start today. Spread the word. Hashem saves us every day. Recognize the gift of every day. If the great change that will happen in the world is that the other nations will begin to buy into our message, we must ask ourselves, are we living that message today? Do we see Hashem in our lives today? Verse 3, Pasuk Gimel, we begin to teach. Sapru bagayim kevodo b'chol ha'amim nifla'osav. Tell among the nations His honor, amongst all the people His miracles. We find two types of nations, Goyim and Amim, and Malbim explains that they are not the same. The Goyim know nothing about Hashem, and the Amim believe that Hashem created the world, but not that He takes care of it, not that Hashem is intimately involved in it. Therefore, for those called Goyim here, what will be new is even the honor of Hashem. They know nothing about Hashem. But for the Amim, who always knew of the existence of Hashem, what is new for them are the miracles, that Hashem makes miracles. Verse 4, Ki gadol Hashem umuhulal ma'od, no rahu al kol Elohim. For Hashem is great and much acclaimed. He is held in awe by all divine beings. Ki kol Elohe ha'amim elilim, v'Hashem shamayim asa. All the gods of the people are mere idols, but Hashem made the heavens. Hod v'hadar lefanav oz v'siferes b'mikdasho. Glory and majesty are before Him. Strength and splendor are in His temple. The Malbim teaches that the words hod and hadar refer to inner and outer beauty. Hod is inner beauty that is not externally and readily apparent and corresponds to the word oz, which again refers to an inner goodness. Tiferes is splendor, openly beautiful, and corresponds to Hadar. When Mashiach comes, the absolute beauty, goodness, and perfection of Hashem's ways will be clearly apparent to all. And we will begin to understand that while idol worship is premised on fear, appeasement, and propitiation, in Hashem's service, there is beauty, glory, and strength. Hashem wants us to grow into the best versions of ourselves. What we will help the world understand is not only that Hashem is the one true power and God. They will learn the beautiful reality, the beautiful world that is a world governed by service of Hashem. 7. Havu Lashem Mishpachos Amim, Havu Lashem Kavod Va'oz. Ascribe to Hashem, O families of the peoples, ascribe to Hashem glory and strength. And now that we have taught you, Malbim says, the world is expected to ascribe to Hashem not only the creation of the world alluded to here with the word Kavod, but the running of it, Oz. And Rav Hirsch explains, what is this service that Hashem requires of us? What does He want us to give Him? Since time immemorial, there is one devastating illness that has plagued the world, that of jealousy and the race for power and status. And ever since Cain killed Hevel, this land grab, power grab has gone on. In this new world, we turn to these families of people and say, are you ready to give the kavod and oaths to Hashem? Are you ready to recognize that it's not about winning, destroying, but about uniting to serve God? 8. Havu Lashem kivod shemo, su'umincha uva'ulacha trosav. Ascribe to Hashem the glory of His name, bring tribute and enter His courts. Hishtachavu Lashem Bahadras Kodesh, Chilu Mipanav Kol Haaretz. Verse 9. Bow down to Hashem, majestic in holiness. Tremble in his presence, all the earth. And thus, we ask of the nations not only to sing to the honor of his name, but to submit completely to Hashem and to recognize that he is here with us on earth. Let them come and bow to Hashem in his Beis HaMikdash and recognize Hashem's closeness, Hashem's intimate involvement to such a degree that it causes them to tremble before him. Rav Hirsch explained chilu not as tremble, but as birth pangs, and that the world is going to be birthed to a new world. Verse 10, Imru bagoyim Hashem malach, af tikon tevel bal timot, yadin amim b'meisharim. Declare among the nations, Hashem is king. The world stands firm, it cannot be shaken. We certainly recognize the language in verse 10 from Chapter 93, Hashem malach geus lavesh, lavesh Hashem owes his azar, af tikon tevel bal timot. Hashem has ruled, he is robed in grandeur, he is girded with strength. The world stands firm, it cannot be shaken. Because now that beautiful moment that was hoped for in 93 finally can come true, either, as Radak explained, they will understand that Hashem has always kept this world standing, or, as Malbim says, now the world can truly be stabilized. The Gemara tells us that the reason there is a hey in chapter 2 of Sefer Bereishis, when discussing the sixth day of creation, Yom HaShishi, is to tell us that the entire world actually trembled for 2,000 years until the Jewish people agreed to accept the Torah at Sinai on the sixth day of Sivan, the holiday of Shavuos. And in fact, the world experienced a silence at that moment that they had never known. And it actually shocked and frightened them so much that they ran to Bilam, the prophet of the nations, and asked him, "Is God destroying the world?" To which he responded, "Quite the contrary. The Jews have accepted the Torah, and finally, the world has achieved a firmness and stability it has been waiting for 2,000 years. If this is what can happen, when one nation lives up to the ideals for which the world was created, imagine what stability awaits the world when the entire world does the same. And when that happens, we will be born into a world not only of tzedek, justice, but of meisharim, ethical and moral goodness. When it's not about being right or not doing anything technically wrong, but about thinking about others, treating others with respect, kindness, and love. A world of this, truly something to sing about. And when that happens, the natural world will rejoice with us." Verse 11, Yismuchu ha-shamayim v'sagel ha-aretz, yir'am hayam umlo'o. The heavens will rejoice and the earth will exult. The sea and all that is within it will roar. And 12, Ya'alo sadai v'chol asher bo, az yiranenu kol atzei ya'ar. The field and that is within it will exult. Then all the trees of the forest will sing with joy. There are so many words in these verses that express the tremendous joy that the natural world will experience and express when we finally have reached this moment. Rav Hirsch tells us that whenever Tanakh talks about the future restoration of mankind to their true calling, it is always accompanied by the natural world exhibiting tremendous joy. And this is not just poetic expression. This world was created for mankind to serve Hashem. And when man doesn't, we don't just destroy ourselves. In fact, there is a tragic Gemara, Sanhedrin 37, that ever since the day that the earth opened its mouth to receive the blood of Hevel, it never opened its mouth again to truly sing to God. The earth, the fields, they were created to nourish man, the prince of Hashem, and to give him life, but not to feed a murderer. And so, when we finally reach that amazing messianic time, the natural world will flourish like never before. Verse 13, Lifnei Hashem kiva, kiva lishpot haaretz, Yishvot Tevel B'Tzedek V'Amim B'Emunaso, at the presence of Hashem, for he is coming. For he is coming to rule the earth. He will rule the world justly and its people in faithfulness. And again, when we live in a world of kindness, of morality, of ethical behavior, when this becomes our life, the idea of Hashem coming to judge us doesn't fill the world with fear, rather with joy. For we and the entire world with us are finally ready to sing a brand new song. Thank you for studying together Le'ilu Nishma, Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara, Bas Chaim Leib.